RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic. For the Republic to fight back.
I'm so good, eh? Both
right
of them.
Here. Right now.
I'm so glad you found that second one. The first, that's the one that I liked. This is Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are broadcasting in a unique circumstance because literally we are in a car that is stuck in traffic on my way to the airport to go to see my ailing mother, who's 82 and undergoing chemo. And essentially we've got a just like in the country itself, there is division. And there's division along the people who are in the matrix, and there's division along the people who are truth seekers and on working on their path to enlightenment. Ultimately, we're all at different places in that path. So, along those lines, in our country, we have people that buy into the medical establishment, the dominant medical establishment, and we have some that are not. So that want to go a holistic methodology. And here we are getting ready to fly from Denver International New World Order Airport to Tampa, where they're going to be having the convention. Going to go see family, and unfortunately my mom is former military. She volunteered for the Korean War because her father volunteered for World War II. And my father, who volunteered for the Korean War, they met in the Navy. And that's where my sister was conceived. That's so funny. Well, my dad got my mom knocked up while they're in the military. That's pretty funny, right? So, anyway, we've got this debate in the family, and my mom basically made the decision. So since she's used to obeying orders because she's a military kind of person, she's in the hospital. You've got all, she's in a Veterans Administration hospital. So you follow orders when you're in military establishments. You know what I mean? So that's what she's doing, and she's obeying orders. And what we're trying to do with the rest of the family is, don't obey orders which are suicidal. Suicidal not just for yourself, but suicide for humanity. And one of those is, obeying illegal orders when you're in the military and participating in genocide, participating in a police state, participating with the destruction of natural rights. So I know this is an elaborate segue into all these other things, but what the dominant authorities tell us to do in all sorts of things with banking. I say usury is a street hustle in a three-piece suit. So we're going to be talking about that today. The emperor has no clothes. Swallowed by the war, so unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends?
about the living that we're all running things. Inflation instead of crazy for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they use to hit us.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Don't you think it would be awesome to take Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and all these other chumps and just get them in a room and get them stoned and just say to them, what are you thinking, dude? Seriously, what are you thinking? And just really browbeat them, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, I love you, but dude, evil. Are you that lazy? That's what it really comes down to, is that they're just lazy. They want to live off of our energy, that we are doing all the toiling. I'm a pool guy, man. Like, we were talking about this last night, I'm a member of Toastmasters, and my presentation, I was actually the Toastmaster, and if you know anything about Toastmasters, which, by the way, I highly recommend, just for giving more concise messages. And it helps you get comfortable public speaking, and we want everybody to discover their unique ability, and part of their unique ability needs to be expressed by your own voice, not by somebody else doing it, by you expressing your your soul. It was funny, like the other night we were playing Rock Band, and we were having a really good time. And of course it's really nerdy and dumb or whatever you want to call it, but when people sing together and have fun together and play games together, they really have, they learn to like each other in different ways that you don't normally see. And it brings the fun in. And when people have some fun, they enjoy each other's company. Like you learn each other and you talk to each other on a different level when you have some, when you sing together. We literally were singing together all kinds of different songs. It was Joby's wife, Stephanie Weeks, Choice, and some of the other, I don't want to say their names just because I want to protect, I don't know their privacy, it's like levels, whatever. But Joby and Stephanie are both very public, as are Choice and I. And sort of the point being is when you express joy and have fun, your soul heals. It calms, it vibrates at a different level. And you have that, we call them spiritual orgasm. We achieve spiritual orgasm as a collective group by playing Rock Band the other night. And we really had fun, like really genuine fun. So what we're going to do with Mountain Hour's meetings, our mixers, it's not going to be, I go to Summit Chamber meeting events all the time, and you socialize, like promote business. The problem is you're in a room with a bunch of other people that don't have any money often. You know, it's a bunch of people that they don't have any money. And because they, obey orders and they respect authority, they're used to only regarding Federal Reserve notes as money, which are scarce, because as being scarce, we can't pay our debts, and that's the way they keep us on a perpetual treadmill. We're always on their treadmill because we don't have enough money to pay their debts. That's it, you know? In a word, that's so while we're on their treadmill, they're harnessing our energy so that they can be lazy. And thank God I segued back into my point. And it's like, don't you want to just go? Because this, if you know what I mean, if this was your buddy doing this to your friends, you would take them and you'd give them a headlock. I'm like, dude, don't be such a, like if you went hiking, right? Is that a good analogy, right? You went hiking with a group of 10 people, like Survivor Island, right? People are familiar with that in the New World Order programming. And there's just like some lazy people that don't want to work, right? Everybody wants a revolution, but they don't want to do the work. I think that's the lyrics to a Wandering Monk song. Everybody wants to change things, but they don't want to do the work. Well, that's all it takes is like that Summit Chamber meetings would be way better. Number one, if they realize that benevolent money, if they would walk toward the light and use it, by using it, not being used by it, by participating in that system, it'll create abundance for them. If they can escape their programming, and that brings me back to my mom. If my mom could escape her programming, it's like harsh to say that about your mother or family members, but ultimately that is the society. There's programming that I'm escaping from. All of us. We're all, I pay my taxes, so I'm financing genocide. I don't want to. That's one of the things we need to fix. Through voluntarism, the non-aggression principle. Everybody make sure this is like one of the most fundamental principles that we can all adhere to. Libertarians, anarchists, philosophically agree with this. And most people, the majority, I think if you asked 70% of people, voluntarism means we do not support the initiation of violence on our brothers or sisters. Additionally, we do not subcontract, just like if you hire a hitman, well, if you hired a hitman to go kill somebody, you know, you didn't kill them, but you participated in a sin. Correct? Right? Logically? Does that make sense, baby? I need somebody rational because I'm stoned and Choice is driving. And she's the designated driver right now. So anyway, and my show's different, by the way. I'm not the truth hammer when I'm stoned. I deliver truth in a different manner. It's more digestible, I hope. And the idea is we want to unite the faction. So what ideas, what can we start off that we agree with? Everybody, all movements. So Tea Party absolutely agrees with we've got to not initiate violence on each other, and we cannot subcontract that out to either corporations or governments or any entity. Violence cannot be initiated, period. Agreed? And there was a good thing I listened to again at Toastmasters last night, and they were talking about how, you know, if there's like this, I forget how it went exactly, but he's given an example about an ethics kind of question, and it was if there's a bomb that's going to go off, and you could sacrifice, like by switching, running to a switch, that's what it was, like a train was going to hit five people instead of one, and you could run, and you just have enough time to flick the switch so that you would sacrifice the one person to save five, universally people would do that. However, if a guy was standing on a cliff, you know, these really, I'm with my stone brain trying to remember this from last night, is that if you could sacrifice one person by pushing them off a bridge so that they would fall down onto a beam or something so that five people would be saved, then people didn't want to do that. The difference being is the people don't want to initiate violence. Philosophically, they're souls on their most basic level. Then what happens is there becomes this paradigm where on the Occupy side, what they based their loving philosophy on, generally, is that we want to support the poor. We want to have, it's an enforced, a systemized charity, let's call it, systemized charity, in their kind of paradigm. The problem is that it gets done through government, and government forces us to pay now through income and property taxes to do that, but the problem is the money doesn't go toward that. It actually goes toward the rent on our property that was stolen via usury fraud in 1933. Alternatively, income taxes isn't going toward the social programs that we think it is. It's going toward the interest payments, the service on the debt. Usury. Again, they're symptoms of usury. So anyway, what we want to do is unite the factions so that both sides are able to get what they want. That's what everybody wants, what they want. So we're going to help both sides get what they want. And in uniting that, we're creating even more abundance by uniting for a usury-free currency organically, because everybody would prefer a bottom-up system, you know what I mean, a more responsive. When you call somebody, they answer the phone instead of a centralized phone tree that nobody, you know, personalized service, localism, go local, buy local. So generally, when people can afford these things, they support them. The problem is the other system, the existing system, destroys that abundance, centralizes the power, and then it trickles it back through systems which are supported by, you know, through globalism, Walmart, and those sorts of things. They finance that because it plays to their interests of the centralization of the energy systems that harvest our energy once again. It's all about Bernanke and Greenspan just being jerks and being lazy. Really, that's what it all comes down to. And then fear is part of that, is fear of them not having abundance so that they'd actually work. They don't want that. But ultimately, we should all not be fear that because of in an abundant society, and this is what my speech was about last night. Actually, it wasn't a speech. I was the the Toastmaster who introduces the speakers. And I, the whole premise, the theme, when you are the Toastmaster, you will talk about the role of the Toastmaster right after.
Fantastic for your body to have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be.
Using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people...
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I am your host, Wayne Walton, and we are traveling. Finally, we're moving out of traffic, heading southbound. We're listening to the Wandering Monks, and southbound, eastbound. Getting to the airport, should be on time. Going to deliver some loving truth and energy offered by Joby Weeks. And we're talking about how we're going to start up on Nanotech Choice and IR. And we want to take like a before picture of what we are right now. Choice and I are pretty darn active already. So often these pictures that they do before and after is their manipulations of what, people really, what they do. So you'll take a naturally thin person, and then they'll just eat like crazy and smoke, and just they'll purposely manipulate their photos so that they can lean out after. My vitals. Okay, so I'm 5'8", 160 or 165 pounds, like average weight. I commonly run maybe two or three times a week. Former Marine Corps, once a Marine, always a Marine, yo, dude.
do pull-ups. By the way, I think, and let's make this a little Marine Corps challenge. Any Marine knows what their PFT is. I was a 300 PFT-er, but not every time. I averaged somewhere around 275 to 300 my PFT. This is a big deal. So this is a little call out to Marines. And, you know, when you're in high school, they actually had the President's Physical Fitness Challenge. Well, I was hardcore down for that because I wanted to be a Marine in high school. When I was in high school, I actually did a, you know, because I was applying for ROTC. So I, you know, I didn't know anybody. I come from a generally poor family or lower middle class. And didn't, you know, or even upper middle class, didn't have any access to a senator to give me a, what do you call it, a recommendation to get accepted to one of the, I've got a mental block right now, the Naval Academy or the Army, you know, the Academy, West Point, Annapolis, there we go. So, anyway, I was, I applied for schools, but, you know, they're expensive. I ended up going to Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania because I didn't get a scholarship. Really wasn't real active in high school because I was working a lot. And I'm not like a gifted athlete. I'm just a grinder, more of a gritty kind of guy. And Choice is actually a better athlete, and she's more elegant an athlete. And a true athlete. I'm a grinder, but Choice got both. She's gritty and she's elegant. The last time that we played Ultimate, for instance, we were in Tampa, and our team won a tournament. And literally, I'm 47, and I was covering guys that were 20 years old in an endurance sport where you run. Like, you run. When you're on the field, you run until one of the two teams scores. So it's extremely endurance-based. So, anyway, I'm trying to give, like, the before, a legit before. But I got this, you know, my weakness. I've got, like, a lump behind my ear, just like my mom does, basically. So it feels like a lymph node. It's been tested. So we're going to see if this Manitek stuff and give it a thorough working out, so to speak, a test, a legit test, and see if that goes away. And try some of these other things. So, and that's what we're going to do. Like, I'm going to get my thing removed by my mom, thank you. Yes. So, I'm going to, you know, put up or shut up kind of thing. I'm actually going to get this thing removed while my mom is getting her thing. So while we're going to have, like, a legitimate competition, where my mom is being worked on by the slave system, the death, the eugenics hospital, effectively. Thank you, Choice. It's nice to have a sort of sober, she finishes my sentence. Like, legit, Choice is my soulmate, and we are a force to be reckoned with. And another legit force to be reckoned with are the Weeks. They are a very, very, very cool couple. And, man, it's... Yeah, and by the way, we had our own band playing the rock band the other night. That's why it was so important for us to get together, because I wanted to share. Yeah, it's like our truth tribe. Legit. Like, it's totally legit. Like, down for the cause kind of crowd. And there's other groups. There's a couple. Like, I want to, like, talk about other people, but I don't want to, like, give any names. But anyway, we're playing rock band, and... I'm asking, like, a lot of time people don't like to sing like that. Like, people genuinely, like, or usually when they play rock band, they pick a guitar because it's easier to play. We got keyboards, also it's easier to play. And then to go lead guitar, it's like, wow, that's like a step up, right? Because bass is easier to play. And then finally, drums are very realistic to play. you got to have hand and eye coordination, and I don't have it at all. That's why a choice, like, legitimately, she's a better athlete than I am, because, you know, like, she can move, like, stomp her feet to a beat that's consistent. And it totally throws
You're
me off. I can't do it at all.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal Debt Jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hour. Truly, truly, we do all shine on. And that is the whole idea. We do all shine on. We all are made in the likeness of our Creator. That is the point. And by all, for mankind to evolve, we all will be employed in the realm of our unique ability. When we all shine on, like the moon, the stars, and the sun, that's when our soul is at its peak. And our unique ability, while like I'm doing it right now, this does not work for me. I'm energized when I do this. I have more energy when I'm done. I am doing this within my own unique ability. I'm a visionary, a revolutionary, an ideas person. And literally, I'm looking to get with some other like-minded people who have that unique ability and develop the most innovative monetary system known to mankind. Because this was the basis for, again, what we're talking about as when I was the Toastmaster. What if we all put our heads together and we have this beautiful goal of abundance?
where we're all employed in the realm of our unique ability. Well, when you're employed in your unique ability, you don't have to do it every day, like a football player, for instance. Like, they don't have them work the whole year for 40 hours a day or 70 hours a week or whatever. They do for periods of time, but then they coast and they relax. They get reconnected. Their mind and their spirit are re-energized when they learn from other unique truth-tellers. There's a synchronicity, a symbiotic relationship. The sum of the parts is greater than the whole when we all focus about how we can create things better. So anyway, the point is we can leverage that energy, and if we put our minds together, we can develop. I was doing this earlier with Joby. We're just today. He's in my tribe. I respect his mind. And the AIDS thing, like, I got over this, like, ego-wise. Like, man, what's this young kid telling me what to do, right? Because I'm pretty sharp on the monetary thing. I will debate anybody, anywhere, anytime on monetary system. Because I've spent so much time focusing on it. And I don't just, you know, listen to my guy, my cheerleader. It's like a Glenn Becker, listen to Glenn Beck all the time and think that's the sole source of truth. Or Michael Moore, right? So if you're an Occupy person, if you only listen to Michael Moore, you're going to have a very focused source of truth. What about paradigms that live outside that system? Don't just be a cheerleader. Don't be just some sycophant for some guy who's got his version of truth. Don't do it for me, even. Like, don't do it for anybody. Be your own sovereign. Be sovereign. Keep your ideas. I love your ideas, your soul's passion, as long as you're a truth seeker and not a truth knower. Like, oh, I know this. Well, how do you know that? Who gave you that information, right? Where'd you get that from, right? So that's the whole thing, is if the whole idea of an enlightenment is that all of the authorities don't wear clothes. The emperor has no clothes. All of the authorities were in on the con, because the con has been going on for so long that whoever controlled the money for that long, they bought up everybody. They financed all of the opposition. They financed all of the arguments. Except one, usury. Because that's how they feed on us. And that's the original sin. And some people, oh, well, this is bad or that is bad. And I like to say that the love of money is the root of all evil. And then the other part of that is usury is the physical manifestation of a contract where two brothers inflict harm on each other. And one is elevated to a fraudulent status where they've become the permanent upper class, the parasitic usurers. And we support them willingly. We don't have to. We can just decide love. Stop being fearful. Move toward the light. Move toward the love. Paper isn't the problem. The parasitic user can enslave us on gold, silver, or paper. So what we want my mother to do, and again, not just for me to just say, you do this, I'm going to participate in the same therapy that I'm advocating, right? This is not a talk show. This is a do show. Yeah. So when I say do weed, right? I am a living testimonial for the kindness of Bud. Marijuana has saved my life. Can I get an amen on that, Joyce?
Amen.
Louder.
Amen.
All right. Because she's known me before that, when I was misogynistic, sinful, hedonistic, all of evil, I never killed anybody, never, you know, I was never on, even on a battlefield, and I don't want to hype the military stuff too much. So it was all just training. So the point is that when I advocate for war, and somebody says, oh, we got to go get the radical Muslims. Oh yeah, you go, dude. Right? We got to go get the commies. Well, I signed up for that. I was going to go get the commies. I volunteered for it. My brother did. My mother and father did. My grandfather did. So we're down for the cause. My uncle did. I mean, it's like all over the place. Like, you got like three uncles that did. We volunteered. We come from the poor coal mines of Tamaqua. That's where we're from. We bought into all that stuff. We went. So when I speak peace to the warmongers, you go, dude, right? You go. If you're the warmonger and you think, oh, we should do this, we should invade this country, you go, dude. You and your kids go, right? Your kids go. You think Iran is the agent for all of this evil or whatever, you go. You sign up. And not now, like, because they're fomenting, like, all of this, the war drum is started. So you go now, because you want to participate your soul's energy in this evil system. You go. Don't talk. Go. So on along those same lines, with whatever your particular monetary policy is, do it. Don't talk about it. Do it. If you're a gold bug, set up a gold bug system. Try to get your neighbors and your friends and family or whatever, the local merchants, get them to sign up for that. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Not even on a big stage. Do it. Just do it. You don't need a vote. Like, why do we have to have a vote? Just do it. We've done that. We are a do show here in Summit County. And by the way, there needs to be a timeline with these things. You don't just go, oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Well, it's time to put some, you know, in any kind of goal. Life is a terminal event. Joby had a good comment on this. I wanted you to hear it. Joby of Manatech. It's, life is a sexually transmitted disease. You die from it. I thought that was hilarious. Think about it. So anyway, the point is, Let's not talk, like anybody that has a theory, let's put those theories, if you have a theory for, you know, how you're going to heal cancer, well, I'm going to do it. I'm pretty sure this is, Joyce, do you think this is cancer behind my ear?
Not sure.
It's had a biopsy, and the eugenics hospitals thus far, you know, maybe that's what they do. That's like, we could make a lot more money on that later. So the labs are paid not to say that it's cancer when it's in its very smallest. Who knows? Once you make medicine profitable, there's all kinds of distortive incentives for not curing things. There's no incentive for curing it. So effectively, like what I like to relate is that usury or mammon is a cancer on the planet, and we continually... It grows, and it's malignant. The thing's growing, and we keep throwing all of our energy into it, and it's just going to consume us all till we have nothing, and it has everything. That's what mammon does. That's what cancer does. Those cells grow and metastasize. Yeah. And so quickly that... it envelops and it destroys, it chokes out the very life that it, here you go. The parasite destroys the host. Because then what happens is the cancer itself dies too, right? The cancer cells die after you die. So this is like a perfect analogy to really explain, it really brought the health issue to the monetary issue. Usury is cancer, and it's terminal. So we need to fix it, because eventually the parasites will destroy the host, just like cancer does. It lives. We can live more healthy without cancer. We can live more healthy without usury. So
basically the basis for my the Toastmaster was that I was learning all this because I want to get on bigger and bigger stages. And by the way, I have a real big question. One of the real big events is there's all these conventions coming up here, and there's not going to be any on the left because, I want to expose the fraud of the existing systems, including the alternative systems, is there are going to be a bunch of speakers on stages in a very controlled debate, and on the, like Obama's convention, it's like, you know, he's just in because that's how the corrupt system works. They keep out politicians. You know, how about I run for president? I will abolish usury. All right, I'm an abolitionist. The show is about creating a jubilee. That's my platform, universal debt jubilee. Vote for me. Write me in. Just invented. John Turmel can be involved. Tommy Usury, Free Kennedy can be involved. These are all anti-usury activists, obviously, from the left. Paul Glover could be in the cabinet. You can fill them with other people as long as they're anti-usury. Obviously, Joby Weeks would be in. He might be Secretary of Health or whatever he feels his unique ability is most applicable for. Choice would be involved in the healing realm. These people could all be proven and experts in their field, et cetera, et cetera. They've got to be activists for a usury-free planet and supporters of the Jubilee. So what I'm saying is a challenge, is how about one of these groups have some usury-free, like, for instance, Occupy. Why doesn't Occupy have Paul Glover come speak to them about the monetary system? If they are truly not loyal opposition, have Paul Glover put them on your stage, because you've got a bunch of gatekeepers there, dude, because the users finance all sides. And I would say this for every single group. So if your group is in charge of health, why not put a usury-free abolitionist on your panel? Or otherwise, people might think that you're loyal opposition. So I'm challenging all factions. Whatever your particular group is, usury is the original sin. And by the way, you know, in a prioritization thing, for every, this is a universal truth, Henry David Thoreau. For every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there is one who strikes the root. For every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, one who strikes the root. For every 1,000 at the branches of evil, one who strikes the root. So I am here to recruit more to strike the root. That was, I literally did a version of that. It wasn't very good, obviously. But spoken word. For every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there's one who strikes the root. It was, I have to rehearse that, obviously. Choice is like choking her neck right now. So she's my girl. Like, she's got to, like, she's in charge of, like, what I dress like, keeping me clean. She told me to get a haircut because my hair is a little messy, let's say, for Puff. So anyway, she keeps me in line because I'm like a mad scientist. I think she's actually said that. Because literally I get maniacal. I'm talking about when I get stoned and I have my epiphany download where the consciousness of the universe is being, say, do this, Wayne, do this. And I'm like, taking notes. And I can't sleep. It genuinely happens. Joby does the same thing. We talked to Gary Franchi, says he does the same thing, where you're trying to be, you're focused on being enlightened. And, Joyce, you got to make a lane change here. So the point is that we need to really focus and put our heads together with our unique abilities, and then also simultaneously be aggressive and challenge the system, challenge what's going on, challenge ourselves to create abundance, the most innovative system available. Challenge. We need to challenge ourselves.
And as soon as we get together on this idea where usury-free abolitionists get with their tribe, you know, generally, and bring enlightenment to that faction, monetary enlightenment, we need a usury-free abolitionist in every single faction. And then once we bring them in and challenge those groups to make sure that they're not loyal opposition, or at least enlighten them, bring them around, bring them to the truth, bring them to the light, the correct monetary system, that's what needs to happen. And once we know how we can create the solution, create abundance, create 10-year mortgages instead of 30, right? So these things are all legitimate. All of these things can occur. All of these things must occur because we need an intervention, right? Right? Like some people, oh, it's my mom's decision, right? Well, my mom's been brainwashed. And what should you do there ethically? Should you stand up? We'll be right back after this break. By the war, to unclean, unseen, omnipresent war. There's more money owed than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
again, we're just talking about the idea of bringing Bernanke and Greenspan in and give them some noogies or something, you know? Like, what? Why are you guys being so lazy and just, you know, that's what it is at the most base core. Like, it's just obviously they're financing genocide. They set up a system that continuously supports genocide. But as do we, when we're paying our income taxes, as we all do, or I do, but I feel really dirty about it. I feel sick about it because my energy is being used, and I'm making a willing contribution. You know, there's an argument in there that it's not willing, and they'll take your stuff, and that's absolutely true. That's like you play the game so that you can stay on the playing field, and they want you to be neutralized. They want to put you in jail. They want to take your voice and neutralize it, put you in jail and make you seem like you're the bad guy, when it's actually them that's initiating violence. And these ideas are breaking through with, like, even people like Cindy Sheehan, who's a, you know, generally a socialist, but she's being audited, and, I shouldn't say audited. I just seen what she posts on her Facebook fan page, where she owes, like, a big income tax or whatever the case may be. So she is complaining about the corrupt tax system. And so there's ideas that cross between the Occupy movement, people, let's call them, and the Tea Party movement. So what we need to do is basically, you know, I talk about competitive charities. The difference between charity and taxation is one is forced. They're both targeted to help the poor, but one is initiated with violence, and the other one is a voluntary transaction. So to add to the argument of what an Occupy person would say, that, well, if we don't force it, like, people aren't going to pay. It's just people won't help the poor. They're not helping the poor now, so that if you don't make it mandatory, nobody's going to do it. Well, the reason why people don't now is because they're poor themselves. Their debts exceed their income. Their debts exceed their Federal Reserve notes. So they can't pay them off. So they're on the treadmill, too. Even despite that, even within this innovative slave system, we still find ways to give, to put other people, to not be selfish. The problem is so many of these charities that are existing in the slave system actually only work on the symptoms. They never go to the root cause of the poor, the root cause of the homelessness, the root cause of lack of abundance, the root cause of cancer. All of these things are interrelated. So once you fix the dominant cancer of our society, our most egregious act, that was the word. We'll be right back with some more tips on Toastmasters and how we're going to fix things. Let's unite.
Good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks.